Professor Rory Medcalf is the head of the National Security College at the Australian National University. Just a few weeks ago, after the two Canadians were detained in China on allegations of endangering national security, he publicly warned that Australians could be next. He joins me now from Canberra. Professor Medcalf, good morning.
Good morning.
Is an Australian citizen now a victim of what you've previously described as China's hostage taking?
Well, it's hard to tell the precise reason for this detention. I think rather it's a signal that we're now, not only Australia, but really all democracies, all middle powers are in for a period of sustained tension with China, where the safety of our nationals in China simply cannot be assured.
Earlier this month, you were critical of how slow the Australian government had been in expressing its full support for Canada. Coincidentally, Australia's Defence Minister Christopher Pyne is in China today. What message should he convey?
Well, I'm sure that the minister wants to do what he can to get on with the mutually respectful bilateral relationship that we've called for, and indeed that China has claimed to call for in the past. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion on the big regional security issues and tensions. But it is unavoidable, I think, that the minister will have to address this issue somehow. And I think the priority, obviously, is for Australia to get the consular access to this Australian citizen that we are entitled to under our agreement with China. But there also has to be, I think, a signal of solidarity with other democracies, with Canada and with others, with European partners, with Asian democracies and others, that this kind of arbitrary detention of an Australian citizen is simply not an acceptable way or a trust-based way in which to engage with China.
How do you convince China, though, to stop using these sorts of detentions as an instrument of diplomacy?
Well, I think international solidarity is the key, and that's why it is important that we continue to work with others to press for the release of the Canadians who've been arbitrarily detained. That's why now Australia needs to enlist its friends and partners on the case of Mr. Young. And I think that the situation is such that this is going to continue to happen to our nationals, to other countries' nationals, while China thinks it can essentially get away with this kind of treatment of people it seems to have feels it has the right to detain.
You say it's going to continue to happen. Do you think it's no longer safe for academics and other professionals to travel to China?
Look, everyone has to make their own judgment on this, and I think obviously you are at greater risk to the extent that you criticise not only the Chinese leadership but the Chinese system. You're obviously at greater risk to the extent that you are a someone of Chinese heritage, Chinese ethnicity, no matter what your citizenship. Everyone has to form their own judgment there. It's notable that Canada has formulated new travel advice that warns of the risk of arbitrary detention. And I think it's a matter of time before other democracies, including Australia, take the same step.
Australia has just been through 2 years of confrontation with China over issues like foreign interference and China's activities in the South China Sea and the South Pacific. What challenge does this pose to our diplomatic relations?
Well, I think this is a signal that unfortunately, the kind of steady, normal relationship that I think our government would like, and certainly I'm sure our business community would like, is not going to be attainable for the foreseeable future. And we have to get used to a new normal of really constant levels of pressure and tension. And in fact, Australia continuing to assert its interests and its values is an essential part to limiting the damage that that tension can do to us. Because if we continue to accept this kind of behaviour quietly or uncritically, it's only going to get worse.
Professor Medcalf, thank you very much for joining AM.
Thank you.
Professor Rory Medcalf from the Australian National University.